Good morning, Sean. Nice to be here with you.
Spring has arrived in Alberta, and it's a great time to be a bird watcher because a lot of our feathered friends are making their way back into the province. Saw thousands of snow geese over the weekend.
It sure is. It's not just snow geese. It's the hundreds of migratory birds that we have coming through the province right now. We're kind of midway point in the spring migration, and the big numbers are just starting to build up. You've seen, and so many other people are starting to spot the snow geese and the other waterfowl, not only in the city ponds, but all those meltwater ponds in the rural areas of the province. The numbers are really starting to build up, and that is really a spectacular view and something that we are known for here in central Alberta.
I chat bird watching with friends and on Facebook and whatnot, and I've had a few suggest that some of the birds are showing up a little earlier this year. Is that actually happening?
Well, I think it's probably the snow that throws it off a little bit. You know, we have a lot of birds that actually overwinter in the Alberta area, so long as there's open water, particularly larger birds like ducks and geese. Once the water freezes over, that's kind of what locks them out. But, you know, even in the Edmonton area, you have more open water than ever before with some of the power plants and the warm water discharges in the North Saskatchewan. So you do have a lot of those geese spending the entire winter and showing up on those breeding grounds a little bit earlier than they would have otherwise been because their migratory paths are a little bit shorter. You know, they're not coming up from the States. They're just flying in.
They're just hanging out here.
Or Genesee. You know, they're not very far to go. And they're so competitive. You know, geese are already paired up. You know, they're, you know, classic bonding for life. So they want to get a head start on all those other nasty neighbors that they have. So they'll show up as early as possible on those ponds around the farmlands in central Alberta and stake a claim as early as they possibly can.
So we've mentioned the snow geese. I'm just curious what other varieties of birds we can expect to see over the coming weeks.
Well, certainly the waterfowl are probably the best ones, and kind of this midpoint. We're also seeing a heck of a lot of raptors, hawks and eagles. The first wave of eagles have passed through, but we're now starting to see a lot of the rough-legged hawks, which is a hawk that overwinters in southern Alberta and northern United States, and they're really streaming through. When we get sunny days like we are having this week, boy, that warms up the fields. It has these heat elevators in the sky. And coming off the escarpments in the valleys and the other landforms, boy, that just gives them a highway to cruise north. Now, joining them are all these other local breeders like the red-tailed hawk, which is the classic central Alberta hawk that nests in all those little clumps of trees. And we can still see their nests hanging out in those clumps because we don't have the leaves yet. The harriers coming through and a whole bunch of other raptors coming through, taking advantage of this early spring weather, which is pretty good this week for them.
Now, our province has a lot of great spots to do bird watching, but I'm curious, is there a spot in maybe central Alberta that you can suggest where you might see something that you don't usually see in other spots?
Well, you talked about the snow goose festival. Now, you did probably see them migrating overhead, and you can see that.
Yeah.
In every major city in Alberta, because they're just streaming over top, you know, in the tens of thousands. But in central Alberta, you know, the classic place to see, you know, groups of tens of thousands of not only snow geese, but white fronted geese and Canada geese and Ross's geese, and the list goes on and on and on, or the areas east of Edmonton from, you know, classically Tollfield that has a snow goose festival coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, they do.
To the Viking area. The combination of large wetlands and lakes that are opening this time of year. So they want to hang out on the sanctuary of those open waters during the night, but also fly out to the farm fields. So they will be feeding on waste grain, it's called. So grain that didn't quite get picked up by the combines last fall. It's laying in the field. So that provides an incredibly bountiful, protein-rich, you know, a truck stop, basically, for these birds yeah. to power their way all the way up to the Arctic, which they're going. So really, at this time of year, in the springtime, Alberta is second to none for a massive waterfowl migration. You can see it hanging off a balcony in downtown Edmonton, or even more as they're staging in the fields to the east of town.
Now, I love, love, love having feeders and houses in my yard. I'm just curious what food you're using to get more songbirds to pop by.
Well, we're really starting to see those come through as well. Some of the first sparrows. Now, you know, I'm not, you know, spend a lot of time pumping people's tires about sparrows because people don't tend to get too excited about them. But if you do provide a little bit of food in your backyard, I like sunflower seeds more than anything else. That millet, the little brown, round stuff, that kind of attracts a lot of the house sparrows, and they just kick it around and make
them
mess.
They kick it all over the place. I'll fill up my feeder and watch them kick it all over the ground after one particular thing that they're after.
Yeah, it's filler. So spend a little bit extra. You're not going to be cleaning up as much, and the sunflower seeds are really, 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 really good and promising. So it'll attract certainly the chickadees and the nuthatches that we love having year-round, but this week, next week, we're going to start seeing some of the first sparrows, which aren't so drab. Like, the first ones are like white-crowned sparrows and white-throated sparrows. So just look at their heads.
Yeah.
And they've got like football helmet sort of adornments on them that make them stand out. And it's already cool to see them coming through your backyard because they're not going to stay long. They're going to have a quick fill. They'll stay for 2-3 days. And then they head off up to northern Alberta in the boreal forest where they'll be nesting and then turn around and come back, and we'll see them again in September.
And, of course, if you're bird watching, you have to have your book, Birds of Alberta, in hand.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a popular book, and bird watching is, you know, a pretty popular activity. That little book that we did 25 years ago has sold about just about as much as any other published in Alberta book. So it really shows that Albertans have a great interest in birds and nature in general. And why wouldn't we? My goodness, we live in one of the best, most beautiful provinces for celebrating wildlife and wild things.
Highly recommend the book. It is fantastic. And I'm guessing you can find it on your website at chrisfisher.ca.
You can find it. It's still available. It's in its 14th printing, so it's still available in all the regular places, all the bookstores and grocery stores and those sort of things. They're still pumping it out there because people are still interested.
Love it. Chris, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Always a pleasure, Sean.